time to go to the movies, but our movie guy, Paul Preston at themovieguys.net, has already gone.
I saw something that day, something I'll not forget.
Ah, yes, Paul saw Disney Pixar's newest offering, Brave.
If you had the chance to change your fate, would you?
Well, would you? I guess that's the question better directed at Paul Preston. Would you change your fate if you had the chance to see this movie again?
I would see this movie again. Absolutely. You know, parents who are forced to choose an animated movie over what they'd really like to see, you know, you can prepare to not be insulted.
Woo-hoo!
Because Brave is from Pixar, and they've made everything that's good in animation for the last 15 years or so. And from the way this one's being marketed, from the people who brought you WALL-E, Toy Story 3, and Up, I mean, they're pretty much aligning it with only the highest pedigree of Oscar-winning Pixar filmmaker. This is the story of a Scottish princess named Merida, who has a thirst for independence from her parents, King Fergus and Queen Eleanor. They're forcing her into marriage with one of the many colorful dopes that inhabit funny fantasy Scotland. She's kind of like the Kim Kardashian of Scotland, spoiled chick who has it all but still isn't happy.
Mm-hmm.
I think in the sequel, Merida marries a basketball player. But anyway, Merida's desire
and then gets
to live
divorced
her own
in a
life
week.
Leads her into the woods, and there's magic in the woods, because isn't there always? A witch who lives there conjures up a spell that will change the queen's attitude about Merida conforming to the ideal concept of a princess. So she takes the spell back to the castle, and that's where the whole story becomes very Pixar-y, which is a good thing. Because up till now, the description's been pretty routine. If you paid attention, it was the tried-and-true formula.
Yeah, it sounds like a Disney princess movie.
Exactly. You got the disgruntled princess who doesn't want her suitors, Jasmine, wants more than this provincial life, Belle, under the thumb of an overbearing parent, Ariel. But you take the conventional Disney princess tale and put it in the hands of the best filmmakers out there, Pixar, and the results aren't necessarily fresh, but they're handled well. But once this spell takes hold in the middle of the movie, the whole story changes and becomes something truly original, and it takes a turn not alluded to in the trailers at all. And I'm not even going to spoil it here.
I'm going to go this weekend with two other mothers and their 7-year-old daughters and my 7-year-old daughter. But is this the kind of film that an adult would be interested in seeing by themselves?
I think, yeah, every Pixar movie is that way. I mean, we think of Up. Has there ever been anything made like that movie ever? So,
yeah.
You know, it feels like you've seen it before, but then when the spell gets invoked, that's when the real danger, outlandish comedy, and original action sequences really develop, and it's a whole lot of nothing that you've never seen before.
Sounds promising. Before.
So,
sounds very promising.
Yeah, that's good for parents and adults. Pixar always is.
Thank you so much, Paul. That is Paul Preston. He's at themovieguys.net.